Akashvani presents World News. Good morning, I'm Sarabjit Kaur. Headlines. Former US Ambassador Nikki Haley cautions US President Trump for straining ties with India over Russian oil import issue. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky holds talks with Donald Trump to end the war with Russia. Parliamentary elections in Bangladesh to be held in February 2026, announces interim leader Mohammad Yunus. Israeli cabinet meeting on PM Netanyahu's controversial Gaza occupation proposal postponed amid sharp criticism. And Hiroshima Day being observed today to mark 80th anniversary of first use of atomic bomb. And now the news in detail. Former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, has taken a swipe at President Trump for his announcements about substantially hiking tariffs over oil imports from Russia, saying he had given China a pass. She also cautioned him to not burn a relationship with a strong ally like India. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump has said that he never mentioned a percentage regarding an increase in tariffs on countries purchasing Russian energy. He made this remark during a press conference at the White House yesterday. When asked about imposing a 100% tariff on countries buying Russian energy, Mr. Trump said he has never set a percentage, but he will be doing quite a bit of that.
Well, I never set a percentage, but we'll be doing quite a bit of that. We'll see what happens over the next fairly short period of time, but we'll see what happens. Yep, we have a meeting with Russia. We're going to see what happens. We'll make that determination.
Russia has rejected recent U.S. threats against India over its oil trade, asserting that sovereign nations have a right to choose their trading partners independently. Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov, addressing a press briefing in Moscow, criticized the U.S. for pressurizing India, calling such actions illegitimate. He emphasized that each country has the right to pursue trade relationships based on national interests. The remarks follow U.S. President Donald Trump's warning to raise tariffs on India for purchasing and reselling Russian oil. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said he had a productive conversation with U.S. President Donald Trump with the focus on ending the war with Russia. Mr. Zelensky, in a statement on social media platform, said both sides exchanged assessments of the battlefield, particularly the rising number of Russian strikes on Ukrainian cities. The two leaders also discussed sanctions on Russia. Zelensky confirmed that Ukraine and the US discussed broader European support, particularly defense aid from NATO countries. He highlighted that the Netherlands, Sweden, Norway and Denmark have agreed to buy US weapons and send them to Ukraine. He further added that a new bilateral defense agreement between Ukraine and the US focused on drones had been drafted. In the United States, hundreds of structures are threatened by a fast-moving wildfire that has scorched over 82,000 acres in less than 5 days in central California. The wildfire, dubbed the Gifford Fire, broke out on Friday when four separate ignitions along a California highway merged into a single wildfire. Authorities said that the blaze is threatening more than 870 structures and only 7% of it was contained as of yesterday. A highly anticipated Israeli security cabinet meeting set to discuss Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's controversial proposal for a full military occupation of the Gaza Strip has been postponed, sources confirmed. The delay comes as deep divisions within the government and military leadership surface over the feasibility and consequences of the plan, which aims to take complete control of the Palestinian territory after nearly 2 years of conflict with Hamas. Israeli officials had briefed local and international media that Netanyahu was pushing for an expansive offensive to fully occupy Gaza, a move he described as necessary to defeat Hamas and secure the release of remaining Israeli hostages. The plan, however, has sparked significant resistance, revealing fractures within Israel's leadership. The proposal has drawn sharp criticism both domestically and internationally. The United Nations and humanitarian organizations have warned that a full occupation would exacerbate Gaza's already dire humanitarian crisis, with at least 61,020 Palestinians reported killed and 1,50,671 injured since October 7, 2023. This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to the World News. In Bangladesh, Chief Advisor of the Interim Government, Professor Muhammad Yunus, has said that the next parliamentary elections will be held in February 2026. He said that on behalf of the Interim Government, he will send a letter to the Chief Election Commissioner asking the Election Commission to arrange the national elections in February 2026 before the next Ramadan. Professor Yunus made the remarks while delivering his televised address before the nation, marking the July Uprising Day yesterday. He said on behalf of the government, he will provide all kinds of support and cooperation so that the election can be conducted in a fair, peaceful and festive manner. The chief advisor said the government wants to ensure that women voters can freely cast their votes with joy and enthusiasm everywhere in the country. In Pakistan, three army personnel were killed and three others seriously injured in a roadside bomb blast in Balochistan's Nushki district last night. The Baloch Liberation Army has claimed responsibility for the attack. According to the report, the incident occurred when a bulletproof military vehicle was hit by an improvised explosive device. This comes amid ongoing protests by various human rights organizations, which have repeatedly highlighted the repression carried out by Pakistani forces in the province. In an unprecedented move, Sri Lanka's parliament has voted to impeach and remove Deshbandhu Tenakoon from his position as Inspector General of Police. This marks the first time in Sri Lanka's history that a sitting police chief has been ousted through a parliamentary process. The decision follows months of legal and political turmoil surrounding Tenakoon, who had been under suspension. Earlier in March this year, he had surrendered before the Matara Magistrates Court in connection with the 2023 Veligama hotel shooting incident. World is observing the 80th anniversary of the first use of a nuclear weapon as Hiroshima Day today. On this day in 1945, United States dropped the first atomic bomb, codenamed Little Boy, on the Japanese city of Hiroshima. People across Japan are remembering one of the darkest days in the country's history. 3 days later, the nearby city of Nagasaki was destroyed by a second U.S. atomic bomb. About 55,000 people attended this year's ceremony at the Hiroshima Peace Memorial Park this morning. Addressing the ceremony, Prime Minister Ishiba Shigeru said Japan is committed to a world without nuclear weapons. He said there are now less than 1 lakh atomic bomb survivors left alive. In Nigeria, the Customs Department has seized more than 1,600 parrots and canaries in one of the biggest wildlife trafficking seizures over the years. The exotic birds were being transported from Lagos International Airport to Kuwait without a permit. Customs agents seized ring-necked parakeets and green and yellow-fronted canaries, two protected species, at the airport. The Customs Department said an investigation to find those responsible for the illicit cargo is ongoing. The seized birds will be handed to the National Park Service for rehabilitation and release into the wild. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Former U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley cautions U.S. President Trump for straining ties with India over Russian oil import issue. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky holds talks with Donald Trump to end the war with Russia. Parliamentary elections in Bangladesh to be held in February 2026 announces interim leader Muhammad Yunus. Israeli cabinet meeting on PM Netanyahu's controversial Gaza occupation proposal postponed amid sharp criticism. And Hiroshima Day being observed today to mark 80th anniversary of first use of atomic bomb. And Bulletin.